The impossible run sputtered to a halt Saturday night in Indianapolis as Michigan State's basketball team fell to Duke. Spartan Nation and the players seemed torn between wiping away tears of disappointment and taking pride in having fought their way to the Final Four. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Ubakin is here. And John, the Spartans really started with a lot of promise. They jumped out to that 14-6 lead in just 4 minutes. And then what happened?
Well, when you can four straight three-pointers, you're on a bit of a roll. The usual percentage is around 30%, and that's 100%. So that's very hard to maintain that, Cindy. Second of all, Coach K of Duke, of course, Coach Mike Krzyzewski, he is now 9-1 versus Tom Izzo, even though they're pretty much peers. No question, Coach K kind of owns Izzo on this one.
It certainly seemed like the Spartans were kind of, after that big start, they seemed kind of off. There was like all this uncharacteristic trouble inbounding and turnovers and sloppy passing, and that sure served up some easy points for Duke.
That's about right. Two issues there. One is this Michigan State team probably got as much out of its talent as you possibly could. It was an overachieving team, and it kind of got proven out that night. Second of all, look, when your offense is not working, usually the other team's defense has got something to do with that. Duke is not stupid. They're not untalented. They're a number one seed for a reason. Right now, they're probably favored to win the whole thing tonight. And Coach K had some answers for a lot of what Izzo was doing. So, simply enough, they had more talent than Michigan State.
What thoughts do you have a few days past all of it about what those kids are going to carry with them into the years to come from this season, this Cinderella season?
Well, I hope fans realize, too, getting to the Final Four is a big deal. And even though it's not the same thing as winning your league or your playoff title and so on, or the NCAA title, people do keep track of this stuff. I'm willing to bet, as Mike DeCourcy, a friend of mine from Sporting News, pointed out, that most fans at the Final Four probably know that Tom Izzo has been to 7 Final Fours. That's the kind of number that people actually keep track of, more than your win-loss record and so on. So Final Four is a big deal. They put a banner up there in the rafters for Final Fours. So here's 7 in the last, whatever, 16 years. That's an incredible run. These guys, frankly, should not have been there, and they got there, and they beat some very good teams in the way. So this team should not look back with any real regrets. And most of the Spartan fans I talked to, including our boss, it should be noted.
That's right, Mr. Schramm.
That's right.
They
are
green.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. They're quite pleased, I think, with the season, and should be.
What do you see for next season with Trice and Dawson having played their last game for the Spartans? Who do you think will step up to be the big leaders next season?
You got to rebuild. And what Izzo, and I think Beilein also at Michigan, is very good at, they let the guys settle it out themselves. You don't know who's going to step up until they do. So leave it open. Don't play favorites. Don't promise playing time. Somebody will step up. Look, Izzo has been to 18 straight NCAA tournaments. If he can get these guys to the Final Four, he can get the next guys to the Final Four.
As you said, some weeks ago, I remember Peyton Putty. Can't he paint and putty? So he's got a lot of paint and putty in that toolbox of his.
That's right.
Have to ask for your thoughts about, as you watched Kentucky lose to Wisconsin.
Oh, all right, look, I'm a journalist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't really cover either team, right?
Yeah,
so I'm going to say this. Oh, yes. That, to me, was as close to good versus evil as you're going to get. Bo Ryan's players tend to graduate. Wisconsin is not exactly a basketball hotbed, let's say that. And you just beat one of the best teams ever assembled. This team was undefeated going into the Final Four. They were supposed to be the first team since Bob Knight's 1976 Indiana Hoosiers to go undefeated. The books had them at around 50% to win both games. So for Wisconsin to do this was a huge strike, not only for the 76 Hoosiers, but I think for goodness and fairness all over.
There was a lot happening on Twitter about overall attitude of Kentucky players leaving the court. And there was one comment on Twitter about the general stuck-upedness of
a team that had lost. That's the incredible thing. You know what? You want to be arrogant. I'm not in favor of it, but you better back it up. That team was utterly graceless in defeat, had no class about it whatsoever, and just piled on one more reason why a lot of guys don't like this team. Let me add one more. John Calipari made it a point not to watch any film of Wisconsin going into this game, nor let his players watch it either. The whole John Wooden theory of, if we do our job, nothing else matters, et cetera, et cetera. If you pull it off, you're probably brilliant. If you don't, that's one thing you probably should have done.
So tonight, with Wisconsin against Duke, you're thinking it's going to be Duke?
Everyone else is.
Everyone else is. What about Coach K?
I hold out hope for, as a Big Ten native, of course. Yeah. I hold out hope for Wisconsin. I think it'd be good for basketball. I think it'd be good for certainly the Big Ten, obviously.
Sure.
Look, Coach K will be heavily favored in this game and should be. They're faster. They're more talented. He can throw more things at you. He's won 4 titles already.
Yes.
Bo Ryan has won none. So no national titles, that is. So heavily favored Duke. Look, if they can beat Kentucky, they can beat Duke. That's pretty obvious.
We can't let you go without noting that today is opening day. We have staff running around wearing their Tiger colors. And what do you think the prospects are in this shiny new season as you look ahead to the Tigers?
I think Tigers' chances right now, in my opinion, are as good as they've ever been. They've added some key components. They needed a buttress in the offseason. And now Verlander is not at his usual best right now. That's a big concern. But Miguel Cabrera, of course, is back. The team looks pretty good to me. And it's still a crapshoot because whoever we pick right now almost never wins it. Right now, Pittsburgh Pirates are the cool pick amongst prognosticators. I'll bet you right now they don't win it.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank. And as always, thanks, John.
Cindy, thank you.